Yud Tes Menachem Ov Toshim Pei Hei, Harav Jeremy Stanton Shlita.
Couldn't believe it. The taxi this morning, there's nobody on the road. I ordered a taxi for half an hour before. The idea of somehow getting to here by 9:15. I was here about 9:50. So what's the matter? There's no children, no nobody. But Yeshaya's complaining about.
Pizza Sadera,
yes. But here I see people. Everybody else goes on holiday, and these great Balavatim come along here. Yeah. Their holidays go some other time of the year. In the summertime, they come to Israel. Right, the Haftorah, I've said this one before, it's a beautiful Haftorah. Absolutely, my Talmud Sion. It's a long Haftorah. The 27 Psukim is quite long for the vast majority of them. So, Halavai, the original length of a Haftorah should have been 21 Psukim, where it fits in to do more. They do, more is done. I mean, the shortest Haftorahs are either 9 or 10 Psukim. One's long, one's shorter in words, one's shorter in Psukim. Right, so, what else can I tell you about this time of the year? We know that it's Baruch Hashem, the time of the year we're in, the Shoda Nechamoso. These 7 Haftorahs especially go with the time of the year, the Sidras of the Torah, the Sidras are about Musa, the Sidras are, we're getting towards Rosh Hashanah. And we've said we had about punishment, we had about Tishabov, and now we are talking about Nechoma, and the Nechoma is the looking up to go towards Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So without getting too frustrated about the things we've done wrong, is that we're now thinking, Baruch Hashem, everything is going to be all right in the future. Yeshaya HaNovi was living 150 years before the Golus Rishon. Literally, he determined the Aseres HaShvatim. And he speaks about the Aseres HaShvatim. So that, it was in his time. But the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed in Yeshaya's time. He talks about it. He talks about the coming back. And he talks about the Beis HaShem. When Moshiach comes, his Nevoah is beautifully towards the time of Moshiach, what's going to happen, when it's going to be built up again. So let's see how many Psukim of the 27 we can go through. Last time I spoke there, on AKEV, I don't believe we managed to get through the whole lot. And then, in those days it was 40 minutes, now it's 30. V'atomer Tzion Azamani Hashem, Pasuk Yudal, the first Pasuk in the Haftarah. V'atomer Tzion Azamani Hashem, Tzion says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left me. Yeah, Ozav, he's left me behind. Hashem Shechoni, not only is he can't be bothered to do anything with us anymore, he's forgotten all about me. That's how Klal Yisrael feel. The sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only is he not helping us, but he isn't bothering to think about us anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got other things on his mind. Klal Yisrael isn't one of them. That's how we feel. And says the next pasuk with that, no. V'hasishkach isha ulo. Can a woman forget her child? Ulo is the one who's sucking from her. Can she forget? Literally. Her natural natiyah toward the child, the care, the love for the child, as well as the parts of her body produce milk. It's there, it's physical. Even if she forgets, the desire, the need to feed is there, telling her, there's the baby, where's the baby, I need to feed the baby. So it's her mind and her body together work to say, remember the child. If a woman does that, merachim abitno, can a woman forget? Because she cannot have rachem onus on the child who comes from her own womb. Interesting, we had on Tisha B'Av, one of the kinnas on Tisha B'Av Yirmiyahu gives us about rachmona litzlan, absolutely rachmona litzlan, of women who committed cannibalism on their own babies. And where the babies were dead and the mothers ate the babies because they were starving. How terrible can it get? At least they're dead. And sometimes the baby wasn't even dead. And the mother had to survive. And the mother knew the baby wouldn't survive, so she wants to try and survive. A terrible sorrow that we went through. So normally it can never happen. In the Golus and the Churban it was terrible. So the Pasuk says here, they can't, don't worry, mothers can't forget. And even if they would, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, with everything, we all the reasons in the world to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care anymore, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care. But we have to have that bitachon that the Rebbeinu Shalom never forgets. Heinal kapayim chatosik, the Pasuk says, kapayim on my hands, I've engraved you, you're there. In other words, you look every time, if you look at your own hands, somebody writes on their hand. Yeah? Apparently hands were there before paper was invented. So it used to be people wanted to write something down, they wrote it on their hand. That way you can look at it any time. Ah, I remember. Phone call. Right? Before we used to do that. But the Baruch Hu says, I've engraved you on my hands. I can't forget about you. Chomo Sayyid Nekhi Somin, my wall, your walls are in front of me. Even if they're, Rashi says, that even if they're destroyed. The Radak points out, even if the walls of Yerushalayim are destroyed, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget Yerushalayim. Can't be forgotten about. Mi haru bonoyich, your children have hurried, and that means they're hurried to return. Mohorosayich u'machrivayich mimeich yitzeyu, and those who destroy you, those who lay you waste, some destroyed down, pulled down the walls of Yerushalayim, and some of them took sheer fun to destroy everything inside. So literally, how many times you've got places where this is a shul, and what's happened to the shul? It wasn't a question of people living in the shul. It wasn't a question of killing people in the shul. It was merely a question, this was a shul. And what did the goyim do to it? They destroyed the building because it was a Jewish synagogue. Right? This upset, terrible upset. And mimeich yetzeyu, poshuk shadik, come out from you, means they'll leave you. All these people, every single one of them, do we need any telling as to who the people are? Bizman hazeh, who are doing the best they can to destroy Klal Yisrael with the best of their stupid religions, which tells them that this is the right thing to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're told in Gemara Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Beis Din Shel Matah, down here in this world. All the people from all the Doras, they'll all be brought back. There'll be a one big Beis Din where everybody will see all the people who've come against Klal Yisrael, what they have done. They'll be put on trial and they will be tried. And the Malachim will do the best they can to defend them because the Malachim are honest. So they will try and defend them, they'll try and defend themselves. The Mephoshim talk about, beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara talks about this, where they're the Romans. What did the Romans do for Klal Yisrael? And what did they do? Yes, of course they did things. Of course they did things. But, why? What did they do? Why did they do them? It's interesting, a goy generally is not asked what was his kavanah in doing something. With us, if it's a mitzvah, bein odom lachaveiro, we're more concerned about the mitzvah than the kavanah. That's why you don't make a mitzvah bein odom lachaveiro. You don't need a mitzvah, you don't need a bracha. There's no bracha there. Because you're going to make a bracha. One of the rebbes, I don't know which Kamen, which rebbe it was, one of the rebbes was asked why you don't make a bracha on giving tzedakah. He said, you know, if I had to make a bracha on giving tzedakah, I'd have to do it properly. I go to the mikveh first. I say tilling before I go to the mikvah. I then go to the mikvah, I have how many tefillahs do I have to do? And then I come out, I've got to put on my big day Shabbos, it's such a tremendous mitzvah I'm going to do, and I'm going to say a bracha slowly, carefully, and by that time the poor onis drop dead. That's why you don't make a bracha on giving tzedakah. Just do it. Just do it. Don't worry about it, come on. The mitzvah's been otom l'mokom. Everything else we do in Otom Lamokom, there makes a world of difference between just rattling off a bracha and saying the bracha and thinking about what the words mean. Everything you do, every single mitzvah you do in Otom Lamokom, the kavono is worlds from one end to the other. And the goyim, who cares? Halavai, they do something right. But nevertheless, in general, they don't get punished if they have the wrong kavanah. When it comes to Yemosa Moshiach, when they're put on trial, the whole nation and the representatives of the nations we put on trial as to why you did this to Klal Yisrael, And one answer they will give is, why did we destroy Kal Yisrael? Because it says in your Bible that you will be punished for the things you did wrong. So all we did was to carry out what your God told us that we had to do. See what it says? Written in your own Bible. And the Malachim will say, and the Dayanim will say, no way. In yours, in your case, it's what you did, not the Kavonas. Kavonas make not the slightest bit of difference. You went and destroyed Kal Yisrael. Were you told directly that you had to do this? Did a nobby tell you you've got to personally do it? No, he didn't. And what was your intention? Your intention was your sheer hatred. Your sheer hatred. I've no doubt whatsoever that when the Muslims are put on trial for all they have done, and they say, but Sharia law, this is the law, this is what has to be done, this is Palestine, this is our land, this is our laws, we've got to keep them. You know what they're going to do with them? They'll simply say, did you keep every single law that's in your law book? Because a lot of the laws that Muhammad took came from the Torah. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in the Quran over 130 times. Yes? It's amazing. They've got respect for Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's where the law came from. Did you study what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted you to do? No, you didn't. You just found the ones that you liked. And the ones that you liked were to be vicious. Pera Odom. What are the mitzvahs of a Pera Odom? To go and do as much riches as you can. All these ma'asim. That's what's going to happen to these people. The whole lot of them will be out. Whole lot of them. Yes, of course, there are nice ones. The ones who were not personally involved. And the ones who were not rodfim. I daven every day, 6 days a week, in Vilam Al-Shinim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kill all the Rotzchim. We've got to kill the Rotzchim. The Goyim have got to kill the Rotzchim. A Rotzeach is a murderer. A murderer is somebody who, if he's committed murder, he has to be killed. That's Shema Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He's not allowed to commit murder. And if they do, it's our job, and the job of the world, Umas HaOlam, have got a job to take each one of them and kill them. So Rotzchim, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Goyim don't do their own job with the Rotzchim, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it. Kill every single Rotzeach. And the Rotzim, the vast, vast, vast majority of them are brought up to be Rotzim. In one way or another, they want to do, they want to encourage. When they actually do anything wrong, they are wanting to do it and encouraging other people and praising other people to do it. Every single one of them is a Rotzim. A Rotzim you can only kill if they are actually on the verge of killing and there's no other thing you can do to stop them. If you can stop the Rotzim some other way, if you could tie the Rotzim up, you put him in prison, and that way he won't do anything harm. Baruch Hashem! He hasn't killed anybody yet. He's only a Rotzim. Where do we get the din of Rotzim from? A baby. A baby, Rachman Litzlan, and woman's in labour, and the doctors say that if that labour continues, what's going to happen? The baby will kill his own mother. Is the baby a Rosha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it for some reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it. How can you blame the baby for what the baby's doing? The answer is, it's nothing to do with blaming the baby. The fact that the baby, with no bad kavana in the world, is doing an act which is going to kill the mother. The baby doesn't even understand what he's doing. And yet the din is to kill the baby. If there's no other way to save the mother's life, you've got to kill. Rotzim, there are so many Rotzim around. Every time one of these Roshoim opens their mouth, you see they're Rodef. Rodef, and a Rodef can be done by mouth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neutralize all the Rotzim. If we daven that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, if the world doesn't neutralize them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that. What do I mean by neutralize? To get every Rodef to a state where they cannot do anything wrong. And yes, Hashem, there will be the day when Morasayef, Machrivayef, every single one of these people try to destroy us, the whole lot of them will be gone. There won't be a single Rodef or Rotzeach in the world left. See, Sobim in Aichuri, look up and have a look. Kulam Nikhtu Moloch, all the Klal Yisrael have come in. Chai Oni Noam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears by his own existence that Ki Chulam Ka'adisul Boshis Kashim Ka'kalof, there will be dressed beautifully. They will be, every one of them will be like a kalot, be as beautiful, as dressed up wonderfully. We'll see all the good things about them. Every single one of them, of Klal Yisrael. Because all these ruins, and your land has been destroyed, will be absolutely crowded. Eretz Yisrael will be crowded. But the one funny thing about Eretz Yisrael is when it gets crowded, we don't go around saying, can you get out of the way, please? I need a bit more room. Yeah? What's the pasuk here? Next pasuk comes, it's too narrow for me. Move over, we'll have plenty of room, don't worry. We can all have, we all fit in together. There's no problem. We love each other, we're a family. We're one big family. Where do you find such a family in the world as Klal Yisrael? We are a family, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, it doesn't matter. We're Klal Yisrael. And as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, we can fit in together because we know we're the same family. There'll be so many crowds of people, but there won't be anybody who's trying to hurt you. No Yid will have to run away because there's somebody around the corner who doesn't like me. Your children, whom you lost, will come back and they'll say to you, please come in, plenty, give me some room. Let me sit down, let me live. Say, and you have, where did the children come from? We've lost so many people over all the years. Where do they come from? Where are they? I'm bereaved. I'm on my own. Goal of Asura. I'm exiled, rejected. The goyim don't like me. The elami gida. Where do these children come from? I've been on my own. I was left on my own. Where are all these people? Where do they come from? I've got a shvorach who's brought them all back. Wherever the Aseres HaShvatim are. I cannot give you a simple answer where the Aseres HaShvatim are. And I don't even know if they know where they are. But when the time comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring every single descendant, every Yiddish descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim, might be somebody who never even realized, after 2,500 years, they didn't even realize they were Jewish. There could be any nationality, and yet, they have a Yiddish neshama, and that will be brought out, and they will know their own neshama. And when they know their own neshama, they'll realize, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. People who literally come from Dore, 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 2,500 years of not knowing they're even Jewish. But they are Jewish. And if they are Jewish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them back to Eretz Yisrael because they're part of their Aseres HaShvatim. We'll all be together in Yetz Hashem. Right, that's what we're going to say. So, Koma Hashem Elokim, Hashem said, Hine Esof El Goyim Yodi, I'll raise my hand to the nations. And what am I going to do? El Amim Orim Nisi, and I'll lift up my nace, my banner. Banner, flagpole. Something that an army marches, you can see which side you're on. The people with the banner show, this is our army. Stay with them. The word nes, which is used for miracle, is connected to exactly the same word. And what does a miracle do? It shows us where we are. It shows us who we're fighting for. That's the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. When we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, we know it's Hashem's army. We're not fighting question one army against another. Who's got more weapons? We've got the Rabbeinu Shalom. Who cares what anybody else has got? We've got the best weapon in the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, the Goyim will bring in your sons in their armpits. They will carry your daughters. In other words, even the people who did not know they were Jewish will be brought back happily because they are. People who never knew will find out that they're all Jewish and we're one big nation. Kings will be your nursing fathers, kings, people who raised you. And these kings around the world, all types, the princesses will be your wet nurses. All the rulers of the world, whether they're democratic rulers or tyrannic rulers, every single one of them will turn around and say, I am here to help me and my nation. The whole lot of them. will be able to say, we are here to help, we want to help. There will be still a milchoma. When Moshiach comes, Gog and Magog won't have taken place yet. Now Moshiach is going to come, and there will still be people who will stand up and say, we have to fight. And it won't take very long. It's not going to be a prolonged war in any way. I think the Gaon said it's going to be measured in minutes, the milchoma that's going to take place. It will not take very long. But people, and that's what seems to be happening in the world at the moment today, people are taking sides. That's the point. They're taking sides. They're showing which side they wish to attach themselves to. Do they wish to attach themselves and say that Israel is something good? Or they wish to say, no, we don't, now we're against Israel, we're boycotting Israel. It's told about the Satmarov, Zechatzad Livrocha. The Satmarov was known for his hashkofa, his anti-Zionist hashkofa. But whenever a Goyisha politician in America came to speak to him, he asked, what are you doing for Israel? It was well done, and they said, do you believe in these things? Do you believe it? I thought you didn't believe in Israel. He said, we've got these philosophical differences, but as far as you're concerned, we're concerned, they're all our family. A father and children often disagree on things, but they don't disagree that he's their father, and he doesn't disagree that they're his children. We're still family, family, family. We might disagree, but you, why are you disagreeing? Why are you taking sides? That was the point with Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Zechatzad Livracha, when the British tried to get him involved against the Zionists, because they knew that he was anti-Zionist, whatever the words meant to mean. Right? I remember Mordechai Miller, Zechatzad Livracha, in Gateshead, used to say about, what is a Zionist? A person who says, V'sechazeno einenu, v'shuvachol etzion barachamim. Somebody who talks Zen, the Amidah, every single time, has said, "Hazeno inenu, our eyes will see, b'shuv chol etzion b'rachamim, when you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, return to Zion in rachamim." That is a Zionist. That's a Zionist. Don't tell me that a person who can say those words three times a day, he believes in Zion, and he believes there's a Rabbono Shel Olam. When you can connect the Rabbono Shel Olam to Zion, Zion, you know, is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is going to be observed by all the people there. Only question is how long it's going to take. But don't tell me this is not Zionism. This is a real, genuine Zionism. Sechazeno Einenu, which we all say. Posuk continues. Anyway, Karev, are you Malachim? Your kings, the kings will help, all of them. Apayim. Apayim, Eretz Yishachmulach. They'll bow down to the ground towards you. Aparagayich yelecheichu. They'll lick the dust on your feet, your dart, and you'll know then, Ki Ani Hashem. You'll know clearly the whole of the world will come and praise you. And they'll have such feeling, this is Klal Yisrael, and we can help. The sense of wanting to help Klal Yisrael. The sense of, we've done such terrible things to you over the years, but we've got an opportunity to make it up. It's not that we're all going to become Jews, maybe too late to become Jews. They don't need to do that, but they can help. And when they help, wonderful. Hashem le'yavoshuk o'boy. The people who wait for me, Hashem says, they won't be ashamed in any way. Hayukach migibor mi'malkoach mishvi tzadik yimonet. Will any prey be taken from a gibber, from a war soldier? Will Shavi, the captives, will the captives escape? This is the captives. I wrote down something on this about captives. Find the right page. Right. So the Posuk says, so the Ibn Ezra says, we doubted that we would ever be set free. Because, and why do we doubt Shavi Tzadik? Because we were righteous. And because we were righteous, they didn't like us. And because we were righteous, we felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing us because we weren't righteous enough. Yes, we're good people. We keep Shabbos. We eat kosher. We're not friars. We do exactly what we're trying to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe you're doing a little bit, could be a little bit better. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us. And maybe that's why we think we lose hope. Why do we think we can have any chance in the future? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has punished us. We are trying to keep Torah and mitzvahs. What are we doing so terribly wrong? And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has punished us. So maybe, if we're being punished because we're on level 98, and we should be on level 99, are we so terrible? We haven't got a chance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Don't worry, you'll all come back. Everybody will be able to carry on improving the way they're going. Everybody will do so. I've got a siddur at home. It's got an translation and a little pirush at the bottom. And the bracha of Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim, it translates it, and the siddur was not printed in the last year or two. The siddur says, and Matir Asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases people who are prisoners. Prisoners of jealousy, prisoners of taiva, you know, prisoners of all the averas. And he writes down five averas that people do and says, Matir Asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases us from our averas. And I wrote just at the end of it, I said, and of course, real captivity. When he wrote that siddur, when the person wrote on the siddur, there weren't Jewish people being taken captives, literally being put, as we know, we all know what's happening to people. And it's not a question of whether they were great tzaddikim or not great tzaddikim. They're Klal Yisrael, they're our family. And we've all, Baruch Hashem, we've all been talking about the fact that the people who were captured, the people who were captured on Shabbos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. I'm sorry, I don't like saying 7th of October. You know, I talk about dates. I'm very interested in dates. I like the calendar. But when you talk about 7th of October, it's interesting that 50 years earlier, there was a Yom Kippur war. You know what day Yom Kippur was that year? 6th of October. Everybody talking about the 6th of October, the war of the 6th of October? The 6 day war, yeah, 6 days. Which six? Doesn't matter. Right? You don't talk about the 6th of October war. It's the Yom Kippur war. The Guns of Welt knows that the war was a Yom Kippur war because they came towards us because it was our Yom Kippur. At least it was a day in which Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, so many people who unfortunately do not keep so many other things have a feeling for Yom Kippur and they try and daven a bit, they go to shul a bit. Baruch Hashem, where the people, they are a family. They do come, they do something, Yom Kippur. When it came to Simchas Torah, unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, we haven't made a big fuss about it, but inside us, we know, of course, there's a pop festival. Is a Goyisha pop festival something you do on any day of the year? Let alone Simchas Torah? Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah? It's interesting, they talk about Simchas Torah. We've got 2 days, one Shmini Atzeres, one Simchas Torah. For us it happened, unfortunately, Shmini Atzeres we heard about it. And the next day was Simchas Torah. And the question was, do we keep Simchas Torah as normal? Different rabbis said different things as to how you do things. This was Simchas Torah, but they don't call it Shabbos. They don't call it Simchas Torah. Why is Simchas Torah so important? It was Shabbos. The Chilul Shabbos was worse. But nevertheless, it was a Shabbos and it was a Simchas Torah. It was two things put together. It was Shabbos, which is the most holy day in the week and stays that way because of the melachos we do. We go back to Maaseh Bereishis, Zechorin and Maaseh Bereishis, and Zeichin Yetzias Mitzrayim is our Shabbos every week. But this is the day. It's a Yom Tov, and it was a Bizoyon of Yom Tov, a Bizoyon of the day in which with Minag Yisrael, this isn't a Daraisa, it's Minag Yisrael to finish the Torah, to make a Simcha, to make a Siyum, to make a party. Simchas Torah, a wonderful day for that reason, and to start all over again. And unfortunately, Jewish people unfortunately did not realize what the importance of Shabbos, and unfortunately did not realize what the importance of Simchas Torah and how it should be spent. I'm not blaming anybody, but unfortunately they didn't realize. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it to us. Baruch Hashem, my minhag at home, I started off after that, the two things. So I start off a meal on Shabbos. Meal on Shabbos I start off with one halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, and to sing something. Just to try and be mesaken that this happened on Shabbos and Simchas Torah, so the little one can do is start off with a halacha of Hilchos Shabbos and to sing a song. Any pasuk, anything we sing, just to put the two together, as a Shabbos and a Simchas Torah, every Shabbos of the year. To think about Yetz Hashem, all the people, and we can see of the people who have come out, we've done for them, the people who have been captives. These people, they've come back to Klal Yisrael. Some of them have done, the Mesiras Nefesh was enormous. People who literally did, they fasted on Tisha B'Av. They fasted on Yom Kippur. People have never done that before in their lives. And they did that. They weren't eating much anyway. But they made the effort to fast on Tisha B'Av and to fast on Yom Kippur. To do that. They made the effort to try and keep Shabbos. There's one girl who was there. She hadn't come from a family where they kept Shabbos. But she knew it was Shabbos and she knew that she shouldn't do. So she did. She said, I'll do what you want me to do on 6 days. I'm not going to do it. And she knew it was from the Mesiras Nefesh. She knew. She knew they might kill her. They might shoot her. The fact you don't do this on your Sabbath, no, we'll kill you. And yet she was Mesiras Nefesh. She came out. So for some people who have been through that, Matir Asurim, Matir in every sense of the word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu released such people and gave them, actually opened them up, released them into the world to realize what Torah and mitzvahs are to an extent they never had that knowledge before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought them back in Olam Hazeh. Without going through Olam HaEmes first, they brought back in Olam Hazeh. Posukim Shavit Tzadikim Olet. Will the captives, the righteous captives, or the captives of the righteous people, will they escape? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll be taken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them come back, every one of them. Every single one. Ki Choma Hashem Gam Tzvi Shvit Gibor Yukov Malkoch Oritz Yumaleh. The captives of a Gibor will be taken. The Malkoch and Oritz, the tyrants, or the people they capture, and they will escape. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will fight. I will argue with the people who argue with you. And your children, I am going to save them. One more pasuk I'll do. And the people, Monayich, who make fun of you. Monayich, people who go around taking things away from you. So HaKadosh Baruch says, I'll make them eat their own flesh. They'll drink their own blood like wine. The Gansa Velt will know. I am the one who is saving you. The Goalech, redeeming you. Avir Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mighty one of Yaakov. Let Hashem carry on some other time. Kaddish, anybody? Kaddish? Amen. 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 Amen.